as apparently the courier service is now fast becoming an instrument for drug traffickers to go about their business. So how bad is the situation right now? When we talk about courier guys, I'm thinking about the 快递小哥, the young guy that's on a scooter or a motorbike and trying to deliver food or other things you've purchased online. But drugs? How bad is it?
The numbers are certainly increasing. So according to the Chaoyang District Court in East Beijing, their judges are seeing a rising number of cases where drug traffickers take advantage of the courier service, which has become such an indispensable part in our lives. And I had food delivered to my apartment last night. So one example of how much we depend on the service. So there are actually figures to back this up. In 2013, the district court saw its first drug-related criminal cases involving the delivery service. One suspect was prosecuted for handling 70 grams of drugs. And then we see the numbers are steadily increasing, generally speaking. So in 2015, there were 4 cases involving 6 suspects and 300 grams of drugs. And then in 2015, we see a smaller number of cases, but nonetheless, the amount of drugs involved was much more. And so we were talking about 500 grams of drugs. And then in 2016, there were 4 cases involving 4 suspects and 200 grams of drugs. However, the numbers increased dramatically in 2017 when the court saw 18 cases involving 20 suspects and more than 1.1 kilograms of drugs.
Yes, and the drug dealers are apparently taking advantage of the courier services. Among us, the 18 cases in 2017, the suspects of 5 cases employed the service by the courier industry leader SF Express, that's 顺丰快递. And the suspects are pretty reckless nowadays with delivery service because they often send out packages between 50 and 80 grams, whereas in traditional drug-related cases, the packages usually weigh less than 10 grams. So I think they have tested between the time of 2012 and 2015, and now they decided that this is a pretty safe way to traffic drugs. So they are being much more bold, and they're sending out greater amount of drugs using the delivery service.
This is an alarming situation, and I wonder what are the circumstances when these drug trafficking activities that's been caught in this whole scheme of things, because I think that could possibly offer a lesson to be learnt.
Well, these drug traffickers certainly are very careful with what they're doing. So all suspects in the 18 cases in 2017 faked their identities and used someone else's phone number as their contact info, and they preferred unmanned smart lockers to avoid contact with the couriers. In residential communities and near office buildings, there are smart lockers where both regular people and couriers can drop off and pick up deliveries. There's got to be 6 in the neighborhood where I live. So the smart lockers where you go and drop up whatever you would like to deliver. Mm. And then the delivery guy will come and pick up them and have them delivered. Mm. So the same applies to the things you're buying. The delivery guy would deposit the stuff you just bought in the locker, and then when you have time, you go and pick them up. So in this way, they try and avoid human contact because they're pretty sensitive with their looks. They don't want to be identified or as the one who sent the parcel, because there's been cases in 2012, I think I read about it, where there are 2 suspects involved in the drug case involving delivery service, and both of them denied having delivered the parcel themselves. So it was creating a problem for the prosecutors because they couldn't produce sound evidence to prove that he or that guy was actually involved in a drug-related case.
Yes, and when it comes to the packaging, they know how to disguise their modities pretty well. They put them in Ziploc bags or tin foil to wrap their products and then package them into tubes, cases, and plastic bags. They also use everyday items such as household appliances, clothing, toys, food, and medicine to hide the drugs they are delivering. And even if there's cases where, let's say, 1 out of 100 or 1,000 that the particle has been wrongly delivered, people won't know. They will just see, oh, this is not my name, and send it back. So I think the crime cost is pretty low here.
Oh, these people. I mean, when it comes to criminals, yeah, they manage to find every single loophole and take advantage of a pretty sound system that was developed for consumers. And I think if this could possibly be a bright spot out of all of this, is it really shows that the courier service in China is profound.
And
it's fast, efficient, and it's safe. And also when you deliver to the wrong person, usually we just return it, because who wants the product of
something else?
Yeah, that you didn't, you know, make the order. But now we see that this is being taken advantage by drug dealers. Is there a solution to correct this?
Actually, while they disclose the figures about drug-related cases using delivery, the Chaoyang District Court in Beijing was calling for tougher regulations in the courier business, actually. Specifically, the court believes the service providers are not being thorough in the implementation of a real name system for their clients. And I looked up for more details. Actually, China started introducing a real name system for delivery in 2012. So the Postal Service started implementing that real name system, and for the courier service in general, it was in 2015. Sometime in 2015, that's when the industry was encouraged, or at least advised to implement a real name system. And according to the head of China's post service watchdog, at the moment, 83% of all parcels being sent out are sent using a real name system. That's very interesting, because when I send out parcels, I certainly wasn't asked for my ID. But my understanding is perhaps most deliveries are being done in a business-to-business manner, whereas people, customer-to-business or individuals sending out parcels, they are not necessarily being asked to have their ID.
See, I was trying to jump in because when I was sending out particles, I was asked to show my identity.
Oh, you were
ID
asked.
Cards. Yes, but the process is that they scan your ID cards.
Oh.
Yeah, and they have your name and also the ID number, but all the information can be edited by whoever is dealing with your business, because my name contains one character that is really hard for people to identify and also for machine to identify. So it often appears wrong, and the 快递小哥 can actually change it himself. So editing the information it's scanned. So I assume even with this identification system in place, it's still really easy for them to use a fake ID.
Yeah, and I think if we're completely honest about this, when the courier guy comes to your apartment and picks up the parcel and he asks you that you need to fill in all this information, I think in the majority of cases on both sides, we think that it's kind of useless, because usually we would assume that this is a law-abiding citizen and I have to put down my phone number. Okay, that's necessary. My name. There are some people who don't want to do that. And the other information, sometimes it's just been seen as an extra step that's futile. And I don't think neither party is particularly eager to want to give out that information. And although the rules are there in place saying that, yes, you should be putting down all this information, but it usually depends on the discretion of the party that's involved, the actual individual that's involved. And here we see when this amazing system is being abused, do we possibly need golden retrievers? No, I mean the dogs that can sniff out the drugs parcels to be present, or... Yeah, this is really difficult to find out a sound solution.
Well, I doubt the real name system is going to be effective, especially when most people are worrying about the leak of the personal information. And actually, we're not surprised to find that actually delivery service or the courier service is one of the major channels where our personal information are being leaked. So I doubt people will be willing to cooperate in this. And also, there's no one there to stop people as drug dealers from faking their IDs, and you can't really require the courier guys to know the specifics or they have the necessary skills to tell real IDs from fake IDs. And I actually had the luck of visiting one of these Shentong distribution centers, and actually they have a very smart system. They have robots running on the floor, and they can just run by themselves and pushing all the parcels and sorting them out. So I suppose my suggestion would be to try and devise a smart system at the distribution centers, and I suppose that would be a much, much more efficient way to detect the drugs instead of just having all courier guys trained to know the skills.
Yes, I agree. I don't think having every guy trained is possible to start with. And also, I think every kind of development of a society or technology can be utilized by certain bad people. That's happening since forever. So this is nothing but one more example of that. So I'm sure that since we are now forming the Internet of Things, maybe in the future every parcel would be traced without us knowing, which is more comforting, and that problem can be solved.
Or better technology can be employed when we need vision that is even stronger than X-ray to identify the parcels of drugs mixed with all the other regular mundane things that we've purchased online.